Good morning, everyone. I want to thank God for another day, and I want to welcome you to another episode of our EBC Prayer Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Victoria Haddad, First Lady and co-pastor of the Elium Bible Church Apostolic in New Jersey. I just want to keep on thanking the Lord, because he's our refuge and our strength. And we can trust and believe that God is able to keep us safe from danger seen and unseen. And because of that, we can pray and have faith in the Lord. Our scripture today will be taken Philippians 4 verse 13. And it reads, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. We can have a glory today, just reminding ourselves that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, because God is good to us. And like this songwriter said, I'm not afraid to show God my weakness. So no matter what you're going through today, we can trust him because he will strengthen us. Now let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are so grateful for another day. And we thank you, God, for all that you have done for us. We thank you for waking us up this morning with a mind and a heart to serve you, a mind and a heart to glorify you, and a mind and a heart to praise your wonderful name. Lord, if it had not been for you, we would not be here. But God, we are here because of your grace and your mercy. We are here, God, because you are our refuge and our strength. We are here, God, like the scripture said, because, God, all things that we have done through you, because you have strengthened us, God. And like you reminded us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. There's nothing that we cannot do because you are God. And God, thank you for reminding us today. And thank God for giving us the mind and the heart to pray, the mind and the heart to worship you. Thank you for reminding us, God, through the songwriter that said there is nothing better than you. Because God, we can go through this day knowing that we serve a God who is our refuge and strength. Knowing that we serve a God who is able to keep us safe from danger seen and unseen. Knowing that we serve a God who deserves the glory and the honor and the praise that can come to us. Lord, we thank you for everything. And we thank you for another day that you have made. And God, we are praying today that the power of God will move in us, move through us, take control over us. And God, we are asking you for your will to be done in us, through us, and for us. Because God, you know more about us than we even know about ourselves. You are a good God, a holy God, a righteous God. You are a wonderful Savior, a God who is not afraid of the gospel, but a God, hallelujah, Jesus, who made himself of no reputation when you came, God, and died for us, because your desire was for us to have life and have it more abundantly. And so, God, we are so thankful for this day. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you, God, for caring about us, for God loving us so much, God, that you are ready, God, to do for us what we can't even do for ourselves. And so, God, I thank you for this day. And as we go through this day, God, help us not to give up on you. Help us not to get discouraged, but help us to remember your word in Philippians 4:13 that said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. God, I want to thank you for reminding us, God, no matter what we're faced, no matter the issues of life, the difficulties of life, the challenges of life, God, you're reminding us that we can do all things through you, God, because you give us strength. And God, help us, God, not to focus on ourselves, focus on our own ability, focus on our own strength, but God, help us to surrender to you knowing that you, God, can do all things, knowing that you can strengthen us, that you can have the power to do abundantly above all that we could ask or think of. And as we pray today, God, we are praying for everyone who are listening to this podcast. We are praying for everyone, for God, who are a part of the Elohim Bible Church. We are praying, God, for everyone who are part of all the churches all over the world. God, we are praying, Lord Jesus, that God, that you will encourage us, uplift us, reminded us that we can do all things through you, God, because you have the power to strengthen us. You know more about us than we even know about ourselves. You can do more for us than we can do for ourselves. Help us not to give up on you, not to get discouraged, God, not to feel like you can't do things, but God, help us, Lord, to surrender to you so that your will can be done in us, God. No matter what your people are facing, God, no matter what, God, God, I ask you today, God, and I thank you for reminding us that we can do all things through you. So strengthen us as we go through this day, God. Strengthen each and every one who are listening to this podcast, God. And God, you see every need. You see every desire. You see every want. And God, because we can do all things, God, you see the things that God, we all have need of, God. And we are asking you, God, are all the things that we desire, that God, you intercede and help us to know that we can do it if we just seek you, because you will give us the strength to accomplish all of those things. God, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for, so God, dying for us. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning with a mind and a heart to praise you. And God, thank you for allowing us to pray. And as we go through this day, God, we are praying, God, for everyone who are listening to this podcast, that you strengthen each and every one of us. Help us all to have a great day. Help us not to give up on you, not to stop praying, not to stop trusting you, but God, to remember that you are God who can do more for us than we can even do for ourselves. Help us not to grow weak or weary or tired, oh God, or give up on you, but help us, Lord God, to remember and that we can do all things through you, God, because you can strengthen us more than we even thought possible. You can strengthen us because you are God. You have the power to do great things in our life if we just surrender to you and let your will be done. And so, God, we thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you, God, for all that you have done for us thus far, for waking us up this morning with a mind and a heart to pray. And God, I pray, God, that the rest of this day will be a good day. And God, everyone who are listening to this podcast, that God, you will transform them into being more like you. I thank you, God, for everything. There's nothing better than you, like the songwriter said, God. So help us to surrender to you so that your will can be done in us. We thank you for everything now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, God, for reminding us that I can do all things through you, which strengthen us. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray and I thank all of you who are listening to this podcast. And I pray that God will be done in your life today. And that you will have a wonderful day and a blessed day. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.